Pixar.
How did I forget this?
What?
In the hotel. In Indianapolis. Check in. I'm like, I'm going to jack off.
Yeah.
I'm in there. Naked on top of the made bed. Fully naked. I was about to get in the shower.
Yeah.
Cracked open the lotion. I'm laying there. Phone like this. Dude. A dude just opens the door. A dude just walks in.
What?
And,
did he feast his eyes?
And took him a long time to avert his eyes. His what? Gaze was on my body. And I also didn't.
He froze.
I didn't move. I just was like, dude, what are you doing? Like, I didn't. There was no shame. I was just like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. I said, my life, my rules. It was crazy. He was like, no one's supposed to be in here. I was like, well, I'm in here and I'm fucking jacking off. I haven't been caught whacking off in so long. I didn't give a fuck. I thought I would be. I thought I'd be mortified.
It was almost a lady. How was it not a lady?
A lady, I think, might have been worse.
You think so?
That would have been a little shameful.
I mean,
I don't know why. I think, dude, I just saw an Indian guy's face. And he did it. Maybe because of the light. Maybe because it was dark in my room and it took him a second to get adjusted because he was like,
no way, dude. He was just feasting his eyes.
Feasting his eyes. I mean, it must have looked nuts. I was on top of a white. All white bed. I was I was like an octopi.
He might not have seen you, dude.
I don't think he saw me because he stood there for a minute like, hello? I was like, what are you, dude?
It was like Beauty and the Beast. Also, the furniture like, started talking.
Far away.
Really?
So close.
What?
Dude,
what?
He opened the front door. It was like.
He definitely saw you fapping on the bed.
He saw me rock hard, too. As hard as it gets. Maybe that's why I was not ashamed. If he would have got me early.
Yeah.
Lotioning up.
Working
a pud,
up a soft burn.
Working a pud with lotion.
Fuck you. Get the fuck out of here.
Dude.
Yeah, that's the best thing ever.
I laughed. He heard me laughing. He was like, don't tell anyone. I was like, I'm not going to tell anyone.
What the fuck? What's it? Why is he getting
fucking fired?
Oh, yeah.
If I went down to the desk and I was like, what the fuck was
he
that?
He walked in on me masturbating.
I was in there masturbating.
I was rock fucking hard. I was about to come.
I had a boner. By the way, right back to work.
Of course, dude.
Put the hard hat back on.
Of course. I mean, at that point, it's like, whatever.
It did lower my penis.
You think it knocked
it down? I had to work it back up.
Well, I mean, what's that worth in terms of what's that worth in terms of a hotel? Like, dude, he ruined my fucking boner.
He ruined a boner, but that actually made things better. Getting hard twice in one session.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
You lower browser, you start losing it. Yeah, dude, I was in the. I think I was watching like a panty job vid. I was getting into panty jobs, dude. It was just that's how tapped that was. I go into like way long ago.
Yeah,
bullshit. But the. But yeah, dude, I sat there, had a full text conversation with you. And I was like, all right, cool, done. And like, just resume the operation, dude. And then it was like, I was getting backed up to the point of having like stutter ropes of being like,
oh, that's the best.
Yeah, man. But then it was like, the problem is like, I know I have stutter ropes in me. And then it's like, I just start scrolling Pornhub and it's like, my soul just fucking dies. I'm just like, Jesus.
Yeah, but the stutter ropes, I never get the stutter ropes from jerking off. That's usually, actually, it's usually explicitly for a beige. If I'm not from a beige, it's a guaranteed stutter rope.
Yeah, dude, it's
like, oh, I'm pissing. This girl's fucking out.
Well, yeah, and usually, like.
I think my mom listens to this shit now.
Really?
Dang.
Never vibrated.
You never put a vibrating thing? Dude, my friend's mom had a neck massager. Me and my boys were
she had a neck massager. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I hate to break it to you, brother. I don't know if that was a pure neck massager.
Well, trust me. We were getting after that thing. Me and six of my friends were jizzing all over that thing.
I don't experiment.
She might have gotten pregnant.
Definitely. It was one of those, like it had two things.
Yeah.
Oh, put that on the tip.
It looks like a small vacuum attachment.
Oh, that was a true neck brace.
What?
That's crazy.
I might buy a neck massager. It's so good.
Oh, my God.
It's not crazy, Chris.
That's
it's
nuts.
Not. No one's around. No one. I mean, really, no one's within. No one's face is within 6 feet.
I couldn't catch a fap, though. You were trying to hype me up like I could catch a fap. I was in there like,
there's somewhere the thing slides up.
Fuck yeah, bro. There's deans out
there. There's a fap.
There's somewhere the booth goes the whole way up, so and that could. Door kind of closes, and you could definitely
fuck.
It's yeah, turbulence.
You could do like a military school fap, just fucking real quiet.
I caught one of those for real.
Did you really?
Yeah, at West Point, I whacked off in the bunks
really?
While quitting.
That's probably why you didn't have your power.
A lot of masturbation,
but maybe our country will get back on track.
You guys used to whack off a lot back in your house, remember?
Once a day. Yeah. I never went crazy.
I didn't go nuts, but I was a couple. What was your record though?
Record 5 times and blood started coming out of my dick.
Oh my god.
I was in like fifth grade.
That's bullshit.
No. I was in like fifth grade. Dude, can I explain myself?
Blood didn't come out of your dick. Blood was on your dick.
When I first started jerking
off,
I would squeeze my fucking dick. So by the fifth time, I had blood coming out of my dick, so I stopped. Then I figured out how to beat it.
What do you mean? You just squeeze it?
I wasn't blessed with the fucking hood, so I didn't. Before I got hip to the skip, I was just fucking pulling my putty, dude.
Wait, so you would squeeze?
I was squeezing it too hard, yeah. Dude, I just started seeing veins in my dick. I was like, what the fuck?
You had no finesse.
Humble strip on the Xbox, I'll jar one loose.
Yeah.
I'll just put my controller on my dick. I'm starting to text. I'm like, just, ooh.
Yeah.
Someone's shooting at me. Now I got to go to my bedroom. Pause.
Your dude just stands
up and
gets obliterated.
I pause the game and I masturbate.
That's what they're for.
The game. Yeah.
That's what they're for. They are like a jerking off alarm clock.
The
Humble strip.
You ever have the Rumble Pack jar one loose for you?
Yeah, definitely.
Every gamer's had a Rumble Pack jar one.
I remember there's like in the old God of War, it would just rumble crazy every time.
Just
like
kept
they,
it on your
yeah,
penis.
I was like, look, yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's me and you.
You're the God of War.
Your tank's exploding. You're just,
This is what I got into, which I think is pretty sick. You know, I told you before I was into watching girls watch porn.
Yes.
On now,
I never watched. I looked for it and it didn't do it for me, but hearing about it did it for me.
Dude, watching girls watch VR porn. So it's like so many levels.
And
of
it covers up their ugly faces.
I mean, I thought this girl seemed like she was all right, but no, it just covers up their. Why do you think she's ugly? You're being mean, dude.
What do you mean?
Have some respect, dude. Have some respect for the.
If
Russian,
a girl's doing weird porn, she's ugly.
Have some respect for the Russian sex slave that I masturbated to the other day.
What do you think she was looking at? Freedom? What do you
think
was in her VR? Her hometown of Smolniyutsk?
She was just watching like Ratatouille. Some guy was like, do this or I'll kill you. But no, it was just a lady watching. I don't know what she was watching, but she had a massive dildo. So I was watching this. I mean, I was like... You know, because it's like, what POV am I? Am I the guy creeping over the ledge watching? Am I the girl? Am I in the girl's brain? So I was like thinking like, damn.
Am I the girl?
I could jerk off thinking about what a girl's masturbating to. Thinking about the girl thinking that up. I was on some like
inception
shit, dude. Yeah.
Absolute inception.
I was like, all right, what is this girl watching? So I'm like figuring out. So I'm projecting my own porn in my brain.
So you were jerking off thinking to what makes a girl horny?
So, yeah.
So you're like, kind of jerking off to the sexual, like you were jerking off to men.
So this is where it gets hazy.
So you were like, all girls think this is hot, and you were thinking like thick dicks.
Pretty much, dude. I was sitting there. It only lasted for like 4 minutes because I had to get this out. But it was like as I was going on, I was
never gonna be able to use my mom's car again. I'm fucked.
I was fully female kin. I fully left my male body and was inhabit. I was basically like the end of the Little Dickie video. I was Kylo Jenner. And I was like, let me explore my body. Yeah, dude, I was in a full girl mode.
Fucking space cadet. That's what
if you start fapping too much, your body starts making it, dude. Your balls are just like, sweet, we're getting fucking pussy.
Yeah, you have a heavy batch.
So she, did you tell her?
No, I didn't know. It was like
I jerked off four times.
Sorry,
today.
I only wanted to cuddle.
You came four times the day she came over?
Yeah, before 9 p.m.
So you woke up immediately and masturbated.
Yeah. It was I was coming off of a 2 day no fap, but I was like,
time to release the hounds. Yeah, yeah.
So you were just rolling around in your bed just in your sheets, just fucking
Oh my god!
Yeah. At one point, it's on your knees. Yeah. This is a question.
On your knees, on your bed.
Have you ever jacked like that?
On
your bed? It's pretty good.
You do that? Yeah. You actually do that?
Hey, on your knees on your bed is pretty good, dude. On your knees on your bed is pretty
sitting,
good.
Sitting? What?
You on actually
your
knees do
that? On your bed is pretty good. Yeah,
you do the Muslim prayer position.
A couple times. I've done it a couple times. Like, it's like
what's that? Three times a day, too.
True.
It's religious.
When you want to, I don't know, it's like treating yourself. I don't know. It's easier to clean up. You just put a paper towel down, you hold your phone up here, and you just.
Like a fucking like a Japanese daimyo.
Yeah.
All right.
What other positions?
Sitting, on, now the edge, sitting on the edge of the bed is nice.
These are some positions I want to hear about.
Yeah, you should do the Kama Sutra. You should do the Kama Fabtra.
Yeah.
Kama Fabtra.
What else you got?
No, that's.
That's your only other position?
Kneel.
Pretty much, yeah.
Sitting on the edge of the bed with feet on the ground. No. Nice.
One knee.
Yeah.
Take a knee.
Yeah, take a knee and
bed down.
Yeah. Yeah, and over the pants? No, I don't know.
So give something over the pants, HJ, is nice. Did you ever try to give yourself a Clixon hand job?
A what?
Clixon hand job.
What's that?
It was a porn star who would just like rub the tip of dudes' helmets until they came, like the underbelly.
Your penis head is shaped like this. Yeah, yeah.
And it goes up. She would lick her finger, yeah, and hit the V for Vendetta, dude.
The fucking like the exposed face.
Yes.
Like if it yeah.
Yes. I used to try giving them myself those.
I remember.
In bed, dude.
I remember. I remember being startled the first time you brought this up. It's still jarring.
Yeah.
It still gets to me.
Yeah
that's tough.
You gotta try. If you saw it on where the girl sits there and goes,
yep,
on the bottom, it's so great. It's awesome.
Hits you with the fucking smudge.
That's how you come like a ghost. You know, like, oh.
Yeah, dude. I don't think I've ever successfully done it. I've always would get myself the point. I would just fap real quick.
Oh, yeah.
I got waves, though.
You have to fap. You can't go the whole way like that.
I got myself the dry waves. I was like, but it wasn't, you know, I'm not clicking that.
Who was saying they had a no look, a no touch handy? Or come? Sid said the no touch.
He did a mental calm.
That's the reason. Because I've been wondering why I've always maintained. I'm like, no, Sid's out of his mind.
Yeah, that's it. That's
why.
That was the comment.
That was the one comment where I was like, well, this is an insane person.
Yeah. I've been saying, like, let's recreate that. I need to see what's going on.
We need to see him do it.
I need proof.
I think if somebody can do it, this guy can do it.
True.
Do you think you can do the no touch? Launch?
I've gotten myself mentally hard before, you know, just like I haven't like been able to no touch ejac, but I can no touch hard, no touch like
what's your go-to
pleasures?
No touch pleasure, like
you know,
dry
like,
waves.
Dude. No
like,
touch pleasure.
Is that the dry waves? The feels yeah, where you're like oh ooh, ooh, yeah. You know where it feels like your jacket. You never.
I'm gonna give myself pleasures right now.
You just can't pleasure yourself.
I can give myself pleasures.
Don't pleasures.
No. You just got to think about it.
Why are you pleasuring? Why would you pleasure?
Give yourself a pleasure.
Yeah, dude.
It's just like it's like a Kegel squeeze, and you kind of like almost like push your bird forward out of your body.
Yeah. Because it's just like, you ever like make your penis go up and down? It's kind of like that, but with like
right
your
now.
Diaphragm. Like you're like.
You just push your bird out of your body. Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm doing it right now.
Feels good. Give yourself the pleasure. I might give myself the pleasures tonight.
We better stop. I've seen where this goes.
This is how Sydney came.
What if I accidentally came? It's like, what do you mean? You got to just... Where are we at time-wise? Just right away.
I thought about that for a quick sketch, having a dude who gets...
Oh, shit, there's that urge. And it was like, let's go.
I had to like immediately
And if something it. Triggered it, it was even worse.
True.
A masturbatory you caught a episode. Hug or something, or you caught like...
Yeah, it was just a after hug.
It was just
so
the second my parents left.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I did, no matter what, as soon as I got a chance.
I used to have to watch all these fuckers, and my mom would be like, oh, I'm taking your brother to, like, math tutor at 4, and I'd be, like, hyperventilating from 3:30 till 4. And then
you'd
I would.
Like, what time are you leaving?
Yeah, I'd be like, when are you leaving? What are you going?
How long are you going to be gone?
I can't wait till my son starts doing this. I'm going to be like, dude.
How long are you going to be gone?
I'm going to lie to him.
Yeah. Oh, you got to bust him.
I got busted once.
Just hit the garage door.
I didn't get busted fapping, but I had a hard drive, right? So this, I had a floppy disk, not like a 3.5 disk.
Yeah.
Right. And So it goes back. Like, we used to steal Playboys. That was our thing. Like, we used to go to the mall and steal, like, Penthouse and Playboy and then bring them into school. And, like, we had, like, a tight network of, like, bros that would steal and ship them around to each other. And this one nerd was like, dude, I have the internet. I can get this stuff on a 3.5 disc.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, bull fucking shit. He's like, bring me a disc. So I brought him, like, you know what I'm talking about? 3.5 discs, the little guys. Yeah,
floppy disc.
I bring him one. He loads it up. I take it back. Not a floppy, like the hard one. Bad.
Similar.
So not like the flat, not like the big one. It was the little guy.
Yeah.
You put like homework on them and stuff. He was like, dude, I'll load it up. So he loads it up, gives it back to me. And I pop it in my computer as soon as I get home. This was pre-internet. This was pre like, everyone having internet. Okay, he had the internet.
It was like AOL dial-up. Before that?
Before that, right? So he's like,
man, what a pervert his dad must have been.
That's a whole nother story. But anyway, so this dude's like an OG prodigy head. He had like pre-AOL internet. So like he gives me this disc. I go home, I pop it in, and it's like QuickTime's need it to open file. And I'm like, the fuck is QuickTime? So I pop it out, shelve it. A year later, like mom was like, can you put this new card shop or something on the computer? Pop it in. It's like download. It's like download QuickTime. And I was like, fucking QuickTime. I downloaded it and I started hounding her. This is a year later, right? So I'm in eighth grade now.
You had a hot floppy for that long?
Dude, it was just sitting. So I wrote like social studies on it and like put it in the shelf.
Social studies.
So like a year later, I'm downloading like Oregon Trail or some shit, right? And it says QuickTime. I hit download. And like from that moment, I'm like, mom, are you going for a walk? Mom, are you going to take the dog out? Mom. And she's like, what the fuck is this kid up to?
Yeah.
So finally she's like, yeah, I'm going for a walk. I'll be back in 1 hour. No. She literally went outside and went around to the back window and watched me in the computer room. I get the disc. I pop it in.
What the fuck?
But dude, I was just on recon, so I wasn't fapping. Thank fucking God. Oh. I pop it in, right? I open up the first image and it was like, probably like Carmen Electra or Jenny. Who did Singled Out? Jenny McCarthy?
Yeah.
So like, it was like, line by line coming down. Then the titties pop up and it's like still going. All of a sudden, it's like, what the f-? Like my mom comes bustling in because she was at the window.
Oh, no.
So she was like, what the fuck? How the fuck are you getting naked women on the computer? Because this was before the internet. So I popped the disc and I completely ratted on the kid because he was the biggest nerd in my class. I'm like, yo, so-and-so gave me. She's like, bullshit.
She gave me this. I didn't know what it was going
to
be.
She, that I kid never would have done that. So I just had to take the fucking fall for it.
Yeah, they behave themselves over there.
Yeah, the hosts of Dirty Slut Hour are very good. They're very good girls.
We got to break into that space.
I know.
Dirty Slut Hour?
Yeah.
I really
or,
do.
Or, yeah, man, Chad Slut Hour, where it's just like.
But it's just the one dude?
Yeah, where it's just like, you don't understand this about being a guy.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
Men are hunters.
Yeah.
We hunt for pussy. It's deep in our DNA.
Yeah, I've never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
Those podcasts are fucking insane.
They're the best.
They're insane.
They're wild. You watch them? I actually got a DM from a dude. I got a DM from a dude who hit me up.
Let me tell you something. The first thing I did with that, straight to my penis.
What is that thing? What is that thing?
It's one of those massagers, Theraguns.
Oh, nice.
I literally used that on my penis, but yes, you can touch it.
Like till you busted?
No.
Oh, come here. Give me that thing. Who cares? You hit my back for a second, brother?
It's so nice.
My back's fried.
That was from Bert.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's not working. Oh.
Here, let me see. I'll get you back.
Ah! Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, it's awesome. Ah, I'll work that out in a minute. That's nice, dude.
You got to just hold it down.
There we go.
Yeah. That thing, I would never use it again, though, because the short time it was on my penis, I realized... We might be onto something here.
I put one on my penis and it didn't feel good. It just hurt.
Yeah, that's like really? A puncher,
it was just
dude.
Hurting my balls. Yeah, I was smacking my balls
around.
Well,
if I put it on my nuts, yes, that would hurt. That would really, really hurt.
Use it for ball torture? Fuck.
No, you put a Theragun on the tip of your penis.
Yeah.
You're going to jizz.
Yeah, I can see
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did you not jizz?
Because somebody
jizz.
Was here.
Oh, okay.
I was just kind of... I'm going to do that the second I get to be alone, dude. Can't wait.
You can put it in your pocket and just fap. Yeah. Just have it going in your pocket.
Yeah. It's pretty quiet, too. Yeah, you could go stealth mode.
No, that thing's loud as hell.
Stealth
jerking off? I was trying to put it on my penis while
yeah. a woman was here True. Laying.
Have you ever tried the forbidden fap?
Yeah.
While a lady sleeping next to you and you try to go real quiet.
I've never gone for it, honestly.
Oh, I've forbidden fapped in some bad places as a young boy.
Did you really?
In like when I was like really young.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
It's like 4 years ago. You're a young boy now, dude.
When
How
I was
young?
Like
We're
when I was
seventh
like,
grade.
Yeah, like seventh, eighth grade.
A fap on the dance floor would be nice. Fapping on a dance floor.
It was too, dude. It was like you had to. There was no other option. You had to jerk off. It was like, I don't think I'll survive if I don't.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had those. I've had those before.
Forbidden faps. No, I've tried it before. My wife are just fucking like, I think she'll notice. Tried to do a quiet fap. Yeah. What are you doing? Like, nothing.
Nothing.
I wasn't
sleep.
Going for the forbidden fap. I've never completed the forbidden fap, though.
You've never been able to nut?
I've always stormed my quarters, dude.
Yeah.
The bathroom.
You head to the corner.
I must take it to the bathroom.
Nobody
the forbidden
in here.
Fap has been foiled. I must go to the west quarters. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm grabbing my phone and headphones. Yeah. Where are you going? I'm like, I'm taking a shit. Oh, I just have to shit.
Full boner getting up.
I'd be laying next to her for an hour just fucking.
Oh, I just woke up. I have to shit.
I remember being in middle school in class being like, I have to masturbate now. And then I'd get up to go to the bathroom. And then I'd get up and I'd have a massive boner. And instantly I'd be like, what the fuck am I doing, dude? And then I would just go back
and
to
then
class.
You'd go back to the kitchen where your mom was teaching. You were definitely homeschooled, dude.
I was not homeschooled.
All right, quick. What middle school did you go to?
Don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. You don't even know. You're absolutely homeschooled.
I was not homeschooled. Let me show you my yearbook photo.
Please.
I actually can't. I have no idea how I'd find that. It's a Christmas card.
Oh, fuck, dude. I forgot all about that.
What? 7 to 3, like a man.
Yeah.
You're on a girl schedule, 9 to 5. Just kidding. Love you guys. I love all you guys.
Mayor, sorry, man. We didn't mean to be sexist like that.
Yeah. So did you get attacked online?
He cried
for
when Trump won.
He cried.
I didn't cry.
Yeah,
didn't
you cry. Did.
He did. You saw him cry.
I didn't
eat hot dogs. Damn, bro.
I did not cry. I did make hot dogs. But
you made some sad hot dogs?
It was post-Noctis hot dogs.
Did you boil them or how'd you cook them?
Of course.
Oh.
You gotta boil the dog, dude.
Damn, bro.
Just boiled your misery.
If Kamal would have won, you would have hit the grill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You'd have got the Bluetooth speaker going.
Pig's feet. That's footlongs, dude.
Yeah.
That's grilled footlongs. Some kielbasas. Kielbasas for a kabambala.
Kielbasa Harris.
Where is she? Is she still like hell-bent on saving the country, or is she like disappeared?
No, she's $20 million in debt after they raised $1 billion. She probably would have been a great
Wait,
president,
is she not
though.
Fighting the fight still? I thought that's all she wanted to do.
What?
I thought she'd be fighting the fight still.
No, they're not done. No. The message of joy continues.
Well, at least they got those missiles to Ukraine. That was important.
Yeah that was good. Huge.
You know,
good thing Shapiro signed them too. That was real huge that Shapiro did that.
Yeah, we'll work on loving humanity domestically after we ship those long-range missiles to Ukraine and blast Russians. That was a wild move, by the way.
It really bothered me.
Yeah, that was just like, what? What a fucking spaz.
Stop.
What a spaz. To be like, okay, well, fuck that. I don't care about money at all.
Oh, Trump's going to end the war? Fuck you guys.
I know.
We're going to fire everything we have.
It did feel like kind of like, oh, yeah, you think he's a great peacemaker? Watch this. And it's like, you guys are nasty.
They did it with the jab, bro.
Although, dude, nothing worse than a scorned woman, dude.
Got that.
Fuck
right.
Yeah, hell hath no fury, dude.
She might be in there, dude. They might get rid of Biden for that.
Joe Biden.
She'll get to taste the press. That'd be cool if she had to taste the press.
She got to do it for a few days.
She had to taste the press?
Yeah.
She had the White House tour?
They said that dude Biden hates that.
For like a week. Yeah. 1 week. Shit was just great.
Did you see that? Fucking Joe Biden voted in an all red suit, and Trump said, yo, he hates you, Kamala. And it's true. Fucking Joe Biden wouldn't shake her hand.
Hold on. Joe Biden wore the red. She flew the flag.
She rocked all red to go vote.
Dr. Jill?
Yes. The doctor. Now she's officially got a doctor.
Was she Dr. Seuss? Why was she wearing it all red? Why was she wearing it all red?
I don't think Byron's going to step down.
Joe Byron.
Byron's not going to let them hit 25th Amendment. Although time traveler Byron's Trump, at the end of his thing, said, be careful what you wish for. They might hit you with that.
Byron's going to stand down. Paso, Texas, dude, there's no way. He's definitely standing down.
No way.
Time traveler Trump said, be careful what you wish for. He said that in El Paso,
Texas. You ever see like the, it's a book about, it was a book written in like the 1918. Yeah, The Adventures of Baron Trump or whatever.
Yeah.
And he has a fucking, he's a time traveler. It's pretty
scary. I know, but what did he say in El Paso?
Oh, be careful what you wish for, because they were trying to hit Trump with the 25th Amendment, and now Byron might get hit with it. Was like 4 years ago.
Joe Byron.
When they...
I always forget he's the president.
Yeah.
The last like 2 months, or I guess no, it's been like a couple weeks, I've been like, okay, so Trump's the president. I'm like, oh yeah. So like, whenever someone's like president-elect, I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I got to remember stuff like that. Be like, the president-elect, you mean?
It's going to be sick.
Not yet the president.
Blue Anon's going crazy right now.
Oh, Blueski.
What's up with Blue Anon?
Blue Anon, it's their... I feel for them because I was there, and they're like, oh no, you don't understand. In 2 weeks, it's all going to come out. It's like, it's always 2 weeks and nothing ever happens.
No.
They're have you seen Blue Sky?
No.
Blueski.
It's different than the other place.
It's Blueski.
The other place that we don't talk about.
I thought it was Blueski the first 30 times I saw it. I was like, what the fuck is Blueski?
X is the other place.
Oh, Blue Sky is Lib Twitter.
It's Blue Sky is Lib Twitter.
It is Blueski. Can we stop?
Blueski, I'm sorry.
It's obviously Blueski.
Blueski.
It's crazy.
Shane starting Lib Twitter is so that funny. That
juice. I actually, no, it was a genuine mistake.
That's good boomer juice, though.
No, I was fully like, the hell's Blueski?
That's got to be so fun to go over there,
dude,
though,
they're deranged. It's crazy. It's like seeing the opposite of me.
Why are they starting Blueski, dude? Trump's...
They don't want to go in the other place, dude. There's nothing not but anti-Semitism and mean shit over there.
And we're going to call it Twitter. We're not calling it X.
Everybody calls it Twitter still.
I know. It's the lamest. So that's the fucking pronoun joke for the left.
Yeah,
you know how pronoun... They're like, my pronouns are... I love pussy. There's this like Twitter or X or whatever it's even called these days.
Yeah.
That's what they say every single time.
That's funny.
And then the mayor goes... Oh.
All the fucking, they're called skeets too, bro. They're called skeets instead of tweets.
At the skies, they're called skeets.
At Blue Ski, it's called skeets.
Gums.
So you're skeeting?
They say we got to put out a new cum.
Yeah, they might get me over there. I'd love to skeet all day.
Either skeet or reskeet.
A reskeet?
I swear to God.
If skeet don't get you, reskeet
will. It's all like Hinge jokes and then like horrible fucking stuff like before I get out of here, China won.
It's like truth social. It's just probably just completely deranged.
What do they call a like over there?
I don't know. I think it's a like.
It's a yes.
They gobble it up. It's a yes.
Yeah, you get yes.
You yes people's jizz. Yeah. Nice jizz. I never thought of it that way.
They hate that chick Nancy Mace on there, though. Did you see that chick?
Nancy Mace.
I love her, dude.
Yeah.
She just reminds me of my mom.
What was Nancy Mace doing?
She's pissed
because there's a fucking tranny in Congress. It's huge. It looks like if Shane had a wig on, bro. And they're like, dude, fuck that. She can't come in the bathroom. Like, why not?
What?
It's crazy. But they all want to kill Nancy Mace because she's like, dude, I don't want fucking dudes in our bathrooms. And it's really...
The videos they make. Like, I saw a video of her rip because they put up a bunch of, like, trans flags over the bathroom sign. And she, like... had somebody film her ripping them down and be like, this is not. So literally, they're all like teachers making TikToks. That's crazy. What Congress has become. It's like, follow me on my day as a congresswoman. This is what I wear. And then I signed a bill.
I make no sense.
And then I had to have the mocha latte.
We are at war.
That's
it's fun.
That's
we haven't addressed the homeless situation.
So she was like, watch this and just rip down the flag. Damn.
Yeah, their days are numbered, bro.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Chicks are about to start rising up against the trans.
No, that's also...
It's going to be one of the great battles, like the Titans versus the gods,
if
bro.
If the women's rise up against the trans, I'm signing with the trans.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
That would be very funny.
See a bunch of dudes rule beat the shit out of women.
Yeah, but it's going to be a lot of covert psychic warfare. You know, it's going to be a lot of relational,
I'm
just kind of walk in and be like, nice shoes.
Imagine just barging into a chick's bathroom, especially a locker room.
But think about this, it probably doesn't work on them. They probably try to hit the tees with like what would hurt a woman.
Yeah,
like, your shoes look shitty.
Yeah,
it's just a guy going like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I'm sneaking into the bathroom.
I got these for $12 down in the Ross. Comfortable as hell.
Wearing cell phone clips on their belts. What?
Shirt tucked into huge tits.
You think it was just a giant dump?
Pull up.
Do you think there was the moment when like she was the congresswoman was sitting there and it was just like a full like, oh, it's a giant dump. And that's it.
Yeah.
This is my one place of peace.